Let's just say living an extraordinary life is predicated on the strength of the psoas. Without her full support, you will not get very far. But the real question is, how far do you want to go?
Where do you want to go? Do you even really know? What is it that you're really searching for? But just because you know what you're searching for doesn't mean you'll find it. Especially if there's no place like home.
And they also say home is where the heart is, but what they forgot to tell you is if the heart is missing, you'll never know what it feels like to be there. And I know what it's like to not feel like you're ever there. To never feel at home and to always feel like I'm searching for something.
What? I don't even know.
Sometimes I feel like I'm close to it, whatever it is, and sometimes I feel like the search will never end, which I find gut-wrenching.
It's like I keep waking up every damn day with a fucking smile on my face, acting as if I'm closer than I've ever been to wherever it is I'm going, but nothing ever really changes. It's all still the same.
Or is it?
Or does it? Maybe I am someone entirely different than I was when I started this. But I can't see it, because I can't see past my past mistakes.
Maybe I am where I want to be, I just haven't cleaned up my loose ends enough to see clearly.
Maybe nothing is really real, and this is my illusion.
Maybe I really am crazy, and this thing I think I want, it's just the same old story I made up as a way to distract myself from accepting who I was. Maybe who I was who I was looking for all along. Maybe I didn't have to kill myself just to feel whole. Just to find my way home. Maybe that's why my psoas was freaking out all along. She was trying to stop me from running by forcing me to chill out. So maybe my heart wasn't locked up at all. Maybe I was just trying to ignore her because she was always so emotional. So I had no control. I don't know. I could go round and round in circles trying to figure myself out.
I have been, can't you tell? That's what all these stories are all about.
But what I figured out in my search is that home isn't just where the heart is. It's also a place where you feel safe. It's what you surround yourself with in your home environment. So it's really where I'm gathering the overall decor. Because it's the interior design that really creates the feelings of feeling at home. Which has a profound effect on your body field. So if you feel good where you're at, you'll feel safe to open up your heart. And that is the key to finding more of who you are.
The more you find yourself, the stronger your psoas will be.
And that's just a really good feeling if you ask me.
And don't worry about me. I'm just on the verge of something big, and it's really got me thinking a lot about things. So forgive me if I sound a bit wishy-washy.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Art Stories by Artist Sarah Lone. Go to artistsarahlone.com for more art stories. Also, in case you don't know, we got a couple projects you might not know about. It's called confessionsofanempath.com. And you can also buy Artist Sarah Lone's art at artistsarahlonestore.com. All her alcohol ink art paintings are there for your review. So if you see something you like, then it must be a sign. It's going to raise your vibe. Bye-bye.